Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. A lot of prep scores from over the weekend. If you missed any Friday night football scores, here's the rundown. United South Central, a big win on the road. They beat Medford 35-7. Mare Lutheran over New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva 33-12. It was GFW. They beat Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons 60-6. In North Iowa on Friday, West Hancock out of Britt, ranked number one in state. They shut out Lake Mills 54-0. And GTRA gets by Northwood Kensett 56-21. Also on Friday, the Albert Lea cross country team had a meet in Faribault. The boys team, they took 14th out of 15 teams. The girls team was incomplete. Now junior Gavin Hinkey, he led the boys. He finished in 9th place. And J.I. Malagaya, she took 33rd to lead the girls. Now going back to a Gavin Hinkey, if you missed it on Friday, junior Gavin Hinkey with the Albert Lea cross country team, our first Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week for the 2021-2022 season. We hope to get Gavin on the air sometime this week. But congratulations to Gavin Hinkey, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Scores from Saturday in volleyball. Alden Conger was at the Hayfield Tournament, and a nice day for the Knights. They go 3-1. They beat Hayfield, Leroy Ostrander, and Dover Iota by scores of 2-0. Their only loss, they got beat by Goodhue 2-0. Lake Mills Volleyball, they're at the Central Springs Tournament, and the Bulldogs, they dominate. They go 5-0 at the tourney, and they win all their matchups 2-0. They beat Central Springs, Northwood Kensett, Newman Catholic, Clarksville, and Rockford. Lake Mills volleyball now 12-2 on the season. Also on Saturday, a game you heard right here on KATE. It was the home opener for our Albert Lea Tiger football team in a battle of the Tigers. Stewartville, they win on the road. They were up 50-0 at halftime. They beat Albert Lea 56-0. Tigers drop to 0-2. They're going to travel to Red Wing coming up on Friday. The Wingers also 0-2 on the season, so someone is going to get their first win coming up on Friday night. Boys soccer on Saturday, Faribault shuts out Albert Lea 2-0. In girls soccer, Albert Lea picks up their first win of the season. They beat Faribault 8-0. Now scoring for Albert Lea, Morgan Luring had 4 goals. Kendall Kennis had 2. Abby Chalmers with a goal. And Mackenzie Vanderside also had a goal. First-year head coach Amy Wackeltz picks up her first win as the head coach. Again, the Albert Lea girls soccer team wins 8-0. Girls tennis on Saturday, a couple of tough teams were in town facing Albert Lea. Northfield beats Albert Lea 6-1. Rochester Male over Albert Lea 7-0. Prep sports going on today in volleyball. Albert Lea is on the road at Mankato West. That will start at 7:15. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they're going to host Randolph at 7:15. And in girls tennis, USC will host Blue Earth Area. That starts at 4:15. Well, Evan McPherson kicked a 33-yard field goal as time expired in overtime. Cincinnati, they beat our Minnesota Vikings 27-24. Vikings 0-1. They will travel to Arizona, take on a very good Cardinals team coming up on Sunday. Kyle Isbell drove in the go-ahead run with a single in the 8th inning. Kansas City, they beat our Minnesota Twins 5-3. Royals take 2-3. From the Twins at Target Field. Nafisa Collier had 22 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, and a career-high tying 4 steals. The Minnesota Lynx, they beat the Indiana Fever. Yeah, Fever go down 90-80. NFL recaps from yesterday. Here we go. Patrick Mahomes threw for 337 and 3 touchdowns as the Chiefs, they hold off the Browns 33-29. Jameis Winston passed for 5 touchdowns. The Saints intercepted Aaron Rodgers twice. The Packers, they got pounded yesterday 38-3 by the Saints. Matthew Stafford made a nice first impression with the Rams. He throws for 321 and 3 touchdowns as they thumped the Bears 34-14. The Steelers scored on their first possession of the second half, or I should say their first 4 possessions of the second half. They rally past the Bills 23-16. Dre Greenlaw, he returned an interception for a touchdown while the 49ers were scoring 17 points in just over 2 minutes late in the first half as they downed the Lions 41-33. The good news for the Vikings, everybody else, Lions, Bears, and Packers, everybody in the NFC North got beat yesterday. Dolphins over the Patriots 17-16. Jalen Hurts threw the first of his 3 touchdown passes to reigning Heisman Trophy winner Devonta Smith as the Eagles completed a 32-6 dismantling of the Falcons. Russell Wilson, he threw three of his four touchdown passes in the first half as the Seahawks pick up a victory at Indianapolis 28-16. Kyler Murray accounted for five touchdowns. Linebacker Chandler Jones had a career-high five sacks as the Cardinals. Again, the Vikings' opponent on Sunday, they rout the Titans 38-13. The Texans open with a 37-21 win over the Jaguars as Tyrod Taylor threw for 291 yards, also had two touchdowns. Chargers beat Washington 20-16. The Panthers earned a 19-14 win over the Jets behind Sam Darnold, who threw for 279 yards and a touchdown against his former team. And former Minnesota Viking Teddy Bridgewater threw two touchdowns in his first start for Denver as the Broncos dominated possession. They beat the Giants 27-13. And also in this check of sports, Novak Djokovic, he was thwarted in his bid for a calendar slam as he falls in straight sets in the U.S. Open final. He was trying to win all the Grand Slams in 1 year, but he gets beat by Daniil Medvedev, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. So Novak Djokovic trying to win all the Grand Slams in 1 year, he comes up just a little bit short. And that's Check of Sports from the Americana Insurance Press Box for Kate Radio Sports. I'm Aaron Worm.